Let's get started.
All that's staying in. The setup, everything. All that's staying in. What was that?
I don't know.
Welcome to the DB Media Podcast. I'm Steve, and that's Steve. Oh, wait. Sorry. Yeah. I'm Brian. That's Dylan. We're going to be talking about the Minecraft movie today. And we're
going to lava.
One of the best jingles, but
Chicken.
Skip to the end of the video if you want to see our Minecraft review, but we're doing that last. Okay, movie news. So, a little bit of, well, before we start with movie news, let's just go ahead and say, we should have done this sooner, Val Kilmer died.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that? He was one of the greats. He was one of the greats from, you know, my childhood, Batman, and he was Doc Holliday. He was in Top Gun. He was one of the best.
Yeah.
So he will be missed. I love his movies. But I just want to pay our respects to that great actor.
Yep.
And, okay, so starting movie news off, there was some footage shown at CinemaCon of Fantastic Four, First Steps. It is confirmed that the title First Steps is talking about Franklin Richards, Reed and Sue's son.
I don't know much about him.
I know very little. I've read a few comic iterations with him in it. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like they should make us care a little bit about these characters before they start introducing their children.
You kind of... People are wanting these characters, and you got to throw them in there.
Fair enough. And they showed some more footage of it, and they showed the female Silver Surfer. She's not playing, what's his name in the original movie, Norton Rat or something?
Yeah.
She's
a different person altogether?
Yeah, she is the actual female Silver Surfer from the comics.
Okay, so they're not just throwing in a gender swap for no reason.
Right, it is a legitimate comic book character, so I'll give them that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that, 100%.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as they're using a legitimate comic book character and they're not just gender swapping for no reason.
Anyway... And then, have you seen the video, the viral video of Haley Steinfeld, however you say her name? She's signing autographs, and someone says, "Are you in the new Avengers movie? Or are you in Doomsday?"
Oh, yeah.
And she just says yes.
Nods her head.
Yeah, she's like, yep.
And then fear.
And then immediately realizes what she just said.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's getting fired.
I don't think she'll be fired. No. I think she'll get fined.
I think she will get... A lot of crap because, I mean, that's why Tom Holland doesn't get full scripts. Because he's leaked so many things about different movies.
Yeah. I remember he was doing like a live or whatever. And he said, he's looking at a poster and it said, "Do not show to anyone."
Right
else.
On the back of it. Yeah, he flips and he just shuts it off. Yeah, that was hilarious. He's done that multiple times though in like interviews and everything. So.
Yeah, that's why he can't be interviewed separately.
Right. And she's going to be given the same treatment now.
I don't think she'll be given the same treatment.
I think she's got tumors.
Other actors have slipped up and done the same thing. Like she wasn't like full on, "Yeah, I'm in it. Woo!"
She's got two more strikes.
Yeah, two more strikes before she gets the Holland treatment.
So I saw a trailer for the movie called Fountain of Youth. Comes out next month with John Krasinski and Natalie Portman as brother and sister. Looks like a Nathan Drake Uncharted kind of movie.
I seen the trailer for that. I was getting more of National Treasure vibes.
Either way, I think it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a great movie.
I wish they'd make another National Treasure.
Me too. Those are such underrated.
I mean, they did, but it wasn't. They didn't put Nick Cage in it, and it was stupid.
No, it was a TV show, didn't they?
I don't know. It didn't have Nick Cage in it, so I didn't watch it.
Same. I boycotted that.
Yeah.
Those are such underrated movies. And we got a trailer for Tron Ares.
What?
Tron Ares, the third Tron movie.
I never watched the Tron movies.
You ever seen Tron?
No.
Brother. Those are classics. But anyway, Jared Leto is the lead in this one, if I'm not mistaken. It's about them going into an old arcade game. And they're kind of stuck in that world. And they have to, you know, it's taken very seriously. It's not like a Jumanji type deal.
Yeah.
But this one is about the video game avatars coming to the real world. So, they kind of wreak havoc in the real world. And then the trailer, there's a chase scene between Jared Leto's character and the police, which it looked really good. And Tron always has the really vibrant flashing lights, and it kind of, it looked really pretty in the video. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm going to go back and give the other two a watch. We got a Megan 2.0 trailer. Did you watch the first Megan?
No.
Honestly, it's underrated. Like, it doesn't, like, I know it got a lot of hype, but I think it deserves more. It was really, really good. Not scary, but it was kind of like a child Terminator-ish type deal. And they really, in the first one, they leaned very heavily into the horror aspect. Brother, this trailer is the Terminator. There's no horror elements to this at all. They turned it into an action movie. So what it is about is a new AI, and they had to bring Megan back and give her a new body to fight this other AI.
So, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Yep, exactly.
So let's just rip off the entire franchise.
I'm ready to watch it. I think it'll be fun.
Okay.
And we have the trailer for Havoc, the new Tom Hardy movie. Comes out about 2 weeks, the 25th. So,
what's it about when you...
Did you ever watch the foreign movies, The Raid? About them raiding the apartment building? They go floor by floor attacking the gang members. Okay, well, it's directed by that same director. It's about, like, Tom Hardy kind of plays a... I'm not really too familiar with the concept because of the trailer. I don't know if he plays a dirty cop or a cop trying to take down dirty cops. So, but it looks really good. It's Tom Hardy. It's a cop movie. I'm watching it. You know what I mean?
British cop movie?
No, American cop movie.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch a movie about cops that don't have guns.
Right. And then we got a trailer for an animated Predator movie.
I don't like that.
You don't like the animated Predator movie?
I don't. I think it's a series.
Yeah, well, it's a three-part series.
Yeah. But I don't like...
anyone would be for it, it'd be you.
I love the Predator movies. Right. Don't get me wrong. I really do. But I don't want it to be animated.
It still looks very gory.
That's not... I just didn't want it to be animated.
They're doing a live-action one. Like, this isn't the Predator movie that's set to release.
Yeah, they're doing a story that I saw somebody come up with a concept for.
Where he's doing the fighting samurais and stuff?
Yeah, I've seen somebody come up with that concept. And they're doing that. I wanted a live action of that.
I will agree. I'd prefer a live action of that because that is a live action kind of idea you need. But if they want to give me a side story for Predator, release it alongside the actual Predator movies, like on a streaming service, I'll watch it.
I really wish they had... Well, in the actual lore, that explosion at the end of the first one gave Dutch cancer, Arnold Schwarzenegger's character.
Yeah.
And he dies from cancer. But you can only find that piece of lore in, like, one of the games or whatever.
Right.
But,
Can I straighten your mic up again? There you
go. I hope they retcon that and just bring him back.
Right. I know what game you're talking about. That really should have been some lore they actually told us. Like, instead of making people find it in a video game.
Yeah.
But this universe is so big, like, there's lore everywhere. From games to comics to everything. I'm definitely going to be watching it. So.
Yeah. Because they mention him again in Predators, I think.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is that the one with...
Adrian Brody?
Yes. Okay. I liked the one after that. I liked Predators. It was all right. But I liked the one after that. Wasn't Walton Goggins in that?
Maybe.
It's been a long time
since.
He's in one of them. It's been a long time. I think he's in Predators.
Yeah.
There's
another one. He is. He's in Predators.
There's another one called The Predator after that I really liked.
That's the one with Thomas Jane and Michael Keegan.
Yeah, there's Michael Keegan in that, yes.
Yeah. That was the most hated one.
I really liked that one.
I thought it was cool until they gave him the Predator suit.
I liked that idea.
I didn't like that.
How else were they supposed to fight the Predator?
The same way they've been doing it. Guerrilla tactics.
Yeah, fair. I guess it... I see why people hate it, because it took away the...
No, because when I watch a Predator movie, I don't want to... When it's just a Predator movie, I don't want, like, two big forces coming together. I want them to try and outsmart a smart hunter.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I understand why people hate that, because that takes away the main idea of Predator.
Yeah.
So I get why the hate for that. I completely understand that. I thought it was cool to see, though.
Because every other Predator movie, it's just them trying to outsmart them.
And because the Predators want to be the number one hunters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get that. That's one of the reasons, too, I'm excited to see the animated series, because we're seeing Duke going against ninjas and World War II pilots and, what was it, Vikings.
Yeah.
Which, again, in live action.
I'm going to watch it. Don't get me wrong.
I wish it would have been live action as well.
Yeah.
Especially a Viking one. Holy crap. Could you imagine a Predator versus a Viking?
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be amazing. Did you watch Prey?
Yeah.
It's been
that's one of the better ones.
It's been a long time since
I liked it better than the Predator.
Than the first one?
No. Oh. The one you was talking about.
Oh. Yeah, I liked it. Well, yeah, I liked it better than that one. I don't know. I didn't care for the Indian kind of deal.
Why?
I just felt like he should have mopped the floor with him.
That's the whole thing. I know. That's the whole thing. We just talked about
that. I know,
that.
But I feel like he should have. An Indian should
And it's not like he was going against the same person that, like, it's not like he was the same Predator as the one in the first one.
Right.
Like, he's downgraded, too.
Yeah, that is true.
It's a downgraded Predator. It's just an older version of the Predator.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true. It's been a minute since I'm going to go and watch that. That was a good movie. Make me think of old movies I ain't seen in a minute.
He's not that old.
But, I mean, the last time I watched it was when it first came out. So,
yeah.
It's definitely got some rewatchability.
Yeah.
Anyway, we also got a release date for Peacemaker Season 2.
Sweet. I've been waiting for that.
Me too. August the 21st. Not very far. 4 months.
Yeah.
I can deal with that.
I guess.
And one that I am so excited for, we will be reviewing it next week, is The Last of Us Season 2. But here's what it has lowered my expectations a lot about this. So Dylan is going to be watching The Last of Us as someone who has never played the games.
Yeah, I've never played the
games.
He's
going to be reviewing them on a completely unbiased...
from the games.
Yeah, unbiased from the games. Aspect on it, so
this might put me into the games, because that's what the Witcher series did.
The show got you in the games.
Yeah,
that's fair, because the show was really good.
I liked the show, and then I played the games.
The games are so much better.
Yeah, the games made me hate the show.
That's fair. Anyway, because
why did you rename Dandelion? Like, what was the point? And then you made him gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude's a pee hound.
I cut out all this out. I was kidding. Last of Us Season 2 is going to be split into two more seasons. Season 2 and Season 3. I don't like it. I don't like it.
That's stupid.
Let me tell you something.
They're trying to milk it.
Yeah, because they only give them two games. I watched an interview with the guy the other day who was over... I think we talked about this. Over... Last of Us, and he said he will not be doing a season or a Last of Us 3 as of right now. He said the story wrapped up perfectly, which in my opinion it didn't. I think we needed a part 3, but let me tell you,
how did the games end?
So the part 2 ends with Ellie is so consumed with revenge, she tracks Joel's killer. Well, I don't know why I was hesitant to say that, but everyone knows this. She tracks Joel's killer to, like, the end of the earth and across the country, finds her, and just lets her go. Because she kind of just, it's like, all right, you're not that bad of a person. Goes back home, and because she left for months to track this person down, her family packed up and left. Like, they was like, if you go, you're going to be consumed with rage, you don't need to come back and all that. And she left thinking she could come back, and she came back, and they were all gone. Her kid, not her kid, but it was her girlfriend's kid, and her girlfriend were both gone. And their farm, all their sheep and farm animals are gone, and she just lost her home. So I was hoping we'd get a part 3 of Ellie going to try kind of making amends to that, and there being a new protagonist for part 3. That's what I was hoping. Here's my problem. The reason season one worked so well and so good is because they adapted the video game, like, scene for scene out of the game. Minus a few battles because, of course, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it worked because it gives all the story from video game to show. We knew what was coming and we were wanting to see how they were going to do it, and they did it justice. Here's my problem with season two. They're not going to stick to the script. I don't want to ruin it for you, but in the games, Joel dies.
Yeah, I already knew that.
Okay, so Joel dies in the first 10 minutes of the game.
Of the second one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gay.
Yeah. They kill him in the first 10 minutes, and don't say that's gay. We can't say that.
Fuck him.
I have to cut that out.
Fuck him.
Anyway, in the first 10 minutes, he gets killed. And
what are they going to do, cancel us? We're not even famous. Fuck you.
Well, now I got to start over.
Anybody who's offended by that. Anybody who's just watching and laughing. I like you. You're a pretty cool dude.
Okay, I'll leave it in. Anyway. Maybe this is what I thought. Okay, so he gets killed in the first 10 minutes, and the whole game is about Ellie tracking the killer. But here's the thing where they fumble it. Part two, kind of. They make this person we've never met before kill Joel, and then we play as them through the rest of the game. Bouncing back between her and Ellie. But big emphasis on her. Like, she doesn't have just a few small parts. She has, like, a lot of the game. And it tries to humanize her. After she's killed our main protagonist from the first game. That's why the second game is considered a fumble. Because you cannot give us an enemy, an antagonist killing our protagonist, and then make us try to like them. You know what I mean? Because the whole reason for her killing him was because he killed her dad. Her dad was one of the doctors who was trying to operate on Ellie, and so he shoots the doctor and kills the doctor. And
why did he shoot the doctor?
Because he realized that to get her, cause she's immune. Ellie's immune. So to get the cure for the zombie virus, and it's not even a sure thing. It's like a maybe. They have to kill Ellie and dissect her. And he doesn't know that when he's bringing her across the country. And he realizes that in the end because they tell him. And he runs in, shoots the doctor because the doctor won't let him. Like, he threatens him with a knife. He's like, I won't let you take her. Shoots her, and that doctor was the main bad guy, and the second one's dad.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, I don't like how they try to make us care about that character in the second one. But, I told you all that for me to say this point. The reason I think they're going to fumble season two is because they paid for Pedro Pascal for season two. They're not going to just not get their money's worth. If they don't kill him off in the first, even the second episode, I'm going to be mad. I like Pedro Pascal. I like the character of Joel. I love them all. But in order to do this justice, you have to kill him. You cannot rewrite this story.
Yeah, from a game standpoint.
Yeah, you can't rewrite this story. I get that I've complained about that. I get that my whole thing was, oh, you can't make us care about him. If you want to be consistent, kill him off. I'd appreciate the consistency more than I would changing the story.
Yeah, I get that.
But then again, they could try to right their wrong by, you know, changing the story.
What if season two is a prequel?
I will lose my freaking mind. Anyway, sorry, we took a lot of time on that. And then we have Oscar Isaac has pulled out of a Star Wars movie.
I don't know who that is.
He is in Force Awakens. He's Moon Knight.
Oh.
He's pulled out of a new Star Wars movie, Celebration, it says, because of scheduling conflicts. What's filming right now? Doomsday. Yeah. So he pulled out of the Star Wars movie because Doomsday's filming right now. And he was not confirmed to be in Doomsday. I think this would confirm he's in Doomsday.
Oh, you didn't say Avengers. I was like, what's Doomsday?
I think he's in Doomsday.
Maybe.
I think he is. I want to see more Moon Knight.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Here's some more depressing news. Robert Pattinson is being eyed to play a villain for Dune Part 3. Now, why that is depressing, Dune Part 3 is set to start filming the exact same time as the Batman Part 2. So, if he takes it, they're talking about delaying Batman Part 2 another year or two.
Doom.
Some kind of sci-fi movie I'm not really into. I tried to watch the first one, I couldn't make it through.
I don't know what it is.
It's kind of like what I was told, it was like Game of Thrones meets Star Wars. And I tried to watch it, and I turned it off after the first 15 minutes. I couldn't get into it. So, maybe we'll review those when the third one comes out.
Maybe.
But, yes, so they're talking about maybe postponing that to get another year or two. We'll never get this movie. This is going to suffer the same fate as Blade.
Yeah.
I hate to see that. And then I have two more things here about movie news. A Quiet Place, the director of Quiet Place Day One, that director has been cast as the director for A24's Death Stranding is what I meant to say. I'm not watching this movie. I can't wait to hate watch this movie.
I'm not going to hate watch it. I mean, I can see how the story would be interesting, but the gameplay is just awful. It's just atrocious.
It's a walking simulator.
It is.
Yeah, I couldn't get into that game.
I played it for 2 hours, and I spent 1 hour and 58 minutes walking.
To the first objective.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I completely understand that. If they don't get Norman Reedus to play the main character.
Oh, no. If they do not bring all the actors that was it. Like, that was one of the things I was watching about it through all the cutscenes and everything. I was like, wow. There's a lot of good actors in this game.
It's bad. It sucked.
No, that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, wow, this must be a really good game if they've got all these actors and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And I started playing it. I was like, all right, so all right, how do I run? Oh, I can't run. All right, where's my guns? I don't have any guns. All right, so there's monsters in this game. How do I fight them? I don't fight them. Damn.
He's like, what is this game?
All right, so I can't run from them. I can't fight them. What am I supposed to do?
You're just supposed to sit there and take it. Okay, so I said the last two episodes, my most anticipated movie has been Final Destination this year. It has changed. The new Hell House has got a release date.
Hell House?
Hell House. Hell House is easily top three favorite horror franchises of all time for me. It would be perfect if the third one was good. One is perfect. Two is perfect. Three is kind of trash. Fourth one's perfect. And we got a teaser trailer for August. The reason I'm so excited for this is because normally, and I could be wrong because I was kind of late to the whole Hell House hype. I joined in when the third one was out. I believe they were all straight to streaming movies, and if they weren't, they had a very limited theater release.
Yep.
I am so happy to announce that the fifth one is getting a country, like worldwide, whatever it's called, theatrical release.
Okay.
I am so excited to watch this movie. As a horror fan, there's not very many horror movies that have ever scared me to the point where I got there. Oh, I turned these lights on. Hell House was one of them. Hell House genuinely terrified me. Like, to the point where I was like, I don't know if I can watch this by myself. Like, it scared me a lot.
I've never seen them.
It's really good. It's about this hotel that they try to turn into a haunt attraction, to a haunt house, and the hotel is like a portal to hell. So.
Okay.
That's all for movie news. A lot of movie news. What do we
spend on that? 30 minutes?
About 25. Not bad. Okay, so our first show we got to talk about. Tell me about that new episode of Gemstones.
Oh, it was pretty funny.
No Baby Billy Dick.
No Baby Billy Dick.
I was very surprised.
Yeah. They might just limit it down to every other episode.
I was really wanting him to talk more about his nanny.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
I hate that nanny. Nine!
That was so funny. He's like, nine! Because yeah. She's German. Oh my God, it was
damn
so
kraut.
That so good. Again, just watching the show at this point for Baby Billy. I love him. I will say this every time we talk about the Gemstones. Give this man his own episode or his own series.
Tangers. I'm going to make a show about Tang Jesus. It's gonna, I'm going to call it Tangers.
And they're like, that's a terrible name. He's like, if anything, you should shorten the word teen and just leave Jesus. But you're shortening Jesus. What do you think about that cliffhanger, though?
Oh, yeah. She had to tell him something. I think Miss Lori's innocent and her ex-boyfriend is just killing every dude she's been with.
Maybe. Or the kids might be right.
No, because they wouldn't have made it that obvious this early on. I mean, how many episodes we got this season, you know?
Typically, I think we got 10 normally every other season. So yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, we're only on episode 4.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be like... Yeah, I don't think they'd reveal it too this early on.
No. I do like that this episode picks up the story a little bit more. So...
Yeah, they... If she's not innocent, it's her and her ex-boyfriend both in on it.
Yeah. Now,
I also kind of think that her son is
in on it. I was about to say that because he's kind of suspicious.
Yeah.
I will say this too. The last 3 episodes hasn't propelled the story any. It's just kind of been nothing episodes that weren't funny. But this is the first one that's kind of moved the story forward. So I'm kind of really enjoying that.
Yeah.
Because as much as I love the comedic aspects, here's how I'm like.
Well, I won't say that they've not done anything for the story. I mean, they're like, he's just now retired, right?
Yeah.
So, Eli's just now retired. And they're just kind of showing how everybody's.
Get the mic up over your mouth. You kind of put it right here. We're talking over here.
It's kind of showing how everybody's getting on without him.
Right.
Because he's left it to them. And really, the only one that's doing anything successful is the younger brother.
Right. And we got to see his, what they call that reward, that award he was nominated for.
Most Christ-following man?
Yeah. We got to see his debate during that, which was really funny.
Yeah.
Him getting roasted the whole time was really funny. All in all, I think it's a good episode.
Yeah.
It's definitely not the worst so far. It's definitely not the best, but I think it's really funny.
I'd say it was the most boring episode this season.
I will say that, too. I will agree it was the most boring episode this season.
Yeah. I just want to see how it ties back into the first episode.
Oh, yeah, with the Civil War thing?
Yeah.
I don't think it will.
You don't think it will?
No, I think...
Because it showed that little golden Bible.
It may, but it may just be showing that the Gemstones were always...
Crooked?
Yeah, crooked bad people.
Yeah.
So. Always money hungry.
Yeah.
So that's what it could just be showing. That's what I think. That's what I think it is.
But. Maybe. Or... Yeah, probably.
You have anything else to say about this?
No.
Yeah, we really don't really have much to say because there's not much going on.
No. I don't think there's anything else going on with this episode.
Now, what did you think about that new episode of The Studio?
It was a better episode than the first 2 episodes. I really didn't like the first 2 episodes.
I liked the second one. When I did the first
one. I appreciated the joke in the second one.
Right.
But that was about it.
Right.
I thought it was kind of funny, though, them trying to, in this 3rd episode, trying to get around, like, giving Ron Howard a note.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, this legendary director. Nobody really wants to. And then it's, you're like, throughout the whole episode, you're thinking, like, it's not going to be that big of a deal. And then he blows up.
And then he's talking about his dead cousin.
Yeah.
He's like, if you had a dead cousin. That was so funny. And I love when Anthony Mackie comes in and he feels the exact same way.
Yeah.
He's like in the lobby. He's like,
I can't be telling Ron Howard that.
He goes to the lobby. He's like, that hotel scene's awesome, man. And then as he's up in the office, he's like, you got to tell him to cut that hotel scene. And he's like, I was hoping you would give him the note. He's like, I ain't going to give Ron Howard a note. I really enjoyed that. I thought it was really funny watching Seth Rogen just kind of act a fool and run around.
And everybody's just like worried about giving him the note. And then they're looking at movie posters to put out and they see the one at the hotel and Ron Howard's like, that one.
Yeah, and they're like looking at movie posters.
And then finally Seth Rogen just... bursts out. Nobody gives a fuck about your dead cousin.
That was really funny. I really think this show has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
And as long as they keep making small cameos with famous actors, Anthony Mackie, Bryan Cranston, like...
I don't know. I'm still at this point with the show where I could take it or leave it.
I don't know. I'm kind of invested at this point. The new season, or the new episode came out yesterday. I ain't watched it yet. But we'll be reviewing that next week. So, but anything else you want to say about this one?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. So next is going to be Dragon Ball. I did watch the Saiyan Saga.
About time.
Yeah, and Gotham. So which one do you want to talk about first, Gotham or Dragon Ball?
It's up to you.
Tell me what you thought about Gotham.
Gotham. I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
You were supposed to show me a season one recap on your phone. You didn't.
Yeah, I know. You made me wait too long, and I needed to watch it too.
Yeah, so... Oh, sorry. What did you think about it?
I liked it a lot better than I thought I would.
Right.
Really, the only character I didn't really care for was Fish.
And she died.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to tell you.
I kind of wish that Cobblepot was a shorter, fatter character.
I do too. That's the only gripe about the show that I have... is it was on TV, so they can't really like show a lot of blood or cursing or anything like that, which I feel like a lot of these villains would benefit from that, especially when the Joker comes in. But Cobblepot, I wish that they'd done him a little more justice and made him short, fat, and you know, like Cobblepot. But what I was trying to tell you too when you were watching it was, once Fish dies, the show picks up tremendously.
Yeah, I started watching season two today.
It's
a lot better than... I'm liking it better than season one.
I think by the time you get to the last season, you're going to appreciate how many villains they've done backstories for, how many villains make cameos in this and have a big part.
Yeah. Really, I just want to know what's in... I already know what's in there, but I just want to see Bruce... grow into Batman. I really don't care about nothing else.
Well, you're going to watch it, like, wait a long time for that.
Yeah.
Because he don't grow into Batman. But you get to see his training, which is fun. Like, and his growth with Alfred and everything, which I think made a lot more.
I don't know how I feel about him, like, constant.
Keeps turning. It's because that mic stand's broke. Sorry to keep. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about... Catwoman being in it so early, being involved in his life so early.
Yeah, I agree. That is kind of...
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I feel like that should have been postponed a little bit. But she does become a major character by the end of the show.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about Gordon? I think they casted the perfect Gordon.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I think for the perfect young Gordon, I think that...
Yeah, he's in a lot of cop shows, though.
He is.
So...
It was definitely a top cast.
Yeah.
I think that, if I'm not mistaken, Bane comes into this eventually.
Yeah, they did an episode about Venom.
Yeah.
The stuff they made before Venom.
I'm almost positive it is the last season he comes into. Bane's pretty cool in this, if it's the Bane I'm thinking of.
But okay, and then...
This is one of my favorite Batman properties ever. If not my favorite, besides the actual Dark Knight trilogy. Of course, the Dark Knight trilogy for me takes precedent over this. But besides that, like, if we're talking about side character-wise, this is probably my favorite. And Solomon Grundy eventually comes in, which he's a major character. I love that too. So,
yeah.
But anyway, Dragon Ball. Anything
else? Best show ever.
It is really good. And I've only finished the Saiyan Saga. I watched that big fight between him and Vegeta. Absolutely love it. It was awesome. What got me was when Piccolo sacrifices himself for Gohan. Brother, that's peak writing right there. And he just turns around and says, or does the flashback of when he's training him. And he just leans over and tells Gohan, he says, no matter what, I'll always be there to protect you. I was like, holy crap, Piccolo is a good guy.
Yeah, it's weird to me the way you're talking about this, because this has been out since like 1989.
It was the first time I've ever watched it.
Yeah, I know. It's weird to me because like this is a very well-known thing.
Yeah, well, not to
me. Piccolo is basically Gohan's stepdad.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I will say this. Krillin should have killed Vegeta. That's where I'm at right now. I know you said he's a likable character later on.
I want you to clip that. Post that. What you just said.
If I change my mind, we'll mash these 2 points together.
Yeah. What did you think about Vegeta just straight up killing Nappa?
I think Vegeta is a psychopath, is what I think. Because, like, Nappa is just, like, getting beat in battle, and he's just like, yeah, I don't need that guy no more.
Yeah, there, like, very few remaining Saiyans.
And yeah, this whole, like, season he's been complaining about how there's only, like, 15 Saiyans, like, or whatever how much he said.
Three.
I thought you said there was, like, 10 Saiyans left.
No, he said three.
Oh.
Well, four. If three after Raditz died. Now there's only two left.
Tim and Goku.
Yeah. Three if you count Gohan.
Gohan's not really a full Saiyan, though. Yep. Oh, so it's just him and Goku going to reproduce? Like, Jesus.
I mean, they got Gohan.
They got Gohan. But what got me was when they went to that, when it was a filler episode, when they went to a planet where they, like, overthrew one of the kings. And they were, like, thanking them. They were like, oh, thank you. You've restored balance. And they just fly out and just point at the universe, the planet, and explode it. Yeah. Like, it's like, what? They blew up a whole planet just by pointing at the thing. Like,
yeah.
I still think it would have been smart for Krillin to kill him. I know what they're trying to do. I know they're trying to make the villains after they've been defeated and all that. I get it. But, and Goku's trying to be a good guy. Nah, bro, kill that dude. He killed Tien Shion. He killed Chiaotzu. He killed...
Well, technically, he didn't kill nobody.
He was one of the reasons that Tien Shion died. He's one of the reasons Chiaotzu died. And Yamcha. Who's the other one that I'm missing?
Yamcha, Chiaotzu, Piccolo.
Piccolo. Like, Piccolo and Yamcha can be brought back, though, can't they? Yamcha didn't die when he was fighting Piccolo. So those two can be brought back. Chiaotzu and Tien Shion can't.
Tien can.
But he died when we were fighting Piccolo.
No, he didn't.
He didn't die?
No.
Oh, you're right.
It was Chiaotzu that died.
Right.
Chiaotzu, Master Roshi.
You're right. I love Tien Shion. I still think my favorite character might either be Piccolo or Krillin at the moment. I love Krillin.
Chiaotzu, Master Roshi, and Krillin were the only ones that Piccolo killed.
Krillin's one, like, the dude. Like, I love Krillin. Like, he's like the friend you want right there. I absolutely love the show, and I'm really excited to see what the next season holds.
Did you just finish the fight, or did you move on to where what they was going to do?
I did not. I just finished the fight.
Okay.
So the end of the episode, like the announcer or whatever, the narrator, he said, new enemies are in the future, and stay tuned for the next chapter in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to tell you what they decide to do now.
Answer me. Just tell me this. Is Gohan going to end up being stronger than Goku?
Do you want me to tell you?
I want you to tell me.
No, not at all.
Okay, because Gohan was kind of messing Vegeta up for a minute.
Yeah, Gohan never comes close to Goku's strength, ever, whatsoever.
Okay. I love Goku. What? Don't do that. I edit the videos. I'll see that later. Rewind. Future me. Rewind now. Let's see what he said.
Clip that.
Okay. That's all I got to say about Dragon Ball. If you want to say something else. Very well choreographed fight, too.
I will say the second arc, I don't know, some people consider them two different arcs where it's so long. Like, they'll call one the Namek arc and then the other Frieza arc, but really they're both just the Frieza arc.
So Frieza comes into this? Because I have heard about Frieza.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about him, but I've heard.
He's the main villain of the next arc.
Gotcha. You told me a little bit about him, so.
Huh?
You told me a little bit about him.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
But I'm looking forward to starting it. So.
Yeah. So what are we moving on to now?
Daredevil. Tell me what you thought about that last episode.
I didn't know you could spit a tooth that fast.
Right. All right. Pause this conversation. Can we start a side conversation? Bullseye is top five MCU villain now.
I wouldn't say that.
He's in the conversation.
No.
Easily in the conversation.
No.
I think he is.
He's up there with Taskmaster.
Not the MCU Taskmaster.
What?
Not MCU Taskmaster.
MCU Taskmaster,
no.
Yeah.
No. Not even close.
He's like Black Widow, maybe.
He is not. I think he's...
He's just got perfect aim.
That says a lot with everything. He's got perfect aim. Scissors, paper clips, tooth, like...
He's Black Widow level.
Okay, well, I think he might be.
As far as comparing him to the Avengers, I think they could take him down with Black Widow.
I don't think so. No. He gets a gun. Not even a gun. He gets a marble. He'll kill Black Widow.
I don't know.
Anyway, so that's what I wanted to say.
Widow, Hawkeye, one of those two. He's Hawkeye level.
No, he's killing Hawkeye.
I don't know. I don't think you got much faith in Hawkeye.
I don't. Not at all.
He's an Avenger.
Barely. He's barely an Avenger.
Bullseye's not even in the Sinister Six.
Well, I think he's like top villain, one of the top villains. Anyway, so what you love about this episode?
I dislike Matt's girlfriend a lot more now.
I do too, man. He needs to either leave that woman alone, go back to finding Karen.
Daredevil didn't save me. I saved myself. What? He had it handled.
Yeah. What would have happened if Daredevil didn't show up? What would you have done then?
Yeah, what would have happened?
You would have died.
Had Daredevil not showed up, those cops would have got there too late, and you would have been a mural.
I do want to say this. We have one more episode left. I have no idea where the story's going.
I don't either. I have no idea.
Normally, the episode before the finale will set up the finale.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, right? Because like, Daredevil's injured.
And they want
We've only got two episodes with him in the suit. Two or three.
Right. We're going to have to rewrite the season once it's over. But they want to tease that like him and Kingpin are going to fight again. There's been no tension between them, really.
No, not really. Not until this episode, yeah. And then he took a bullet for him.
Yeah.
Like, so I watched an interview with the director. They said at the end of that episode that they wanted to pan up and make it look like Matt's soul was leaving his body and look like it was just supposed to be Daredevil left in him. Like, it was supposed to be like his... Going to have a bunch of religious things and everything, make it look like his soul was leaving his body and he could finally be Daredevil again because he took a bullet for an enemy where he tried to kill one.
That's a take.
That is a take. So unless they're going to do like some weird time skip or something like that, which if they do that, it's going to make me mad.
I agree. It will really piss me off.
Listen, unless they do like a time skip to where he's fully healed, and that happens in like the only way a time skip is justifiable is if it's only takes like 10 minutes of the episode.
if that.
And for the rest of the episode, he is full blast, Daredevil, costume and everything, just messing shit up.
I agree. That's the only way I'm going to be okay with it.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to feel about this last episode, because he's shot and he's injured, and now he's not going to be able to fight as good.
Personally, I think that's why the Punisher's coming back. So, when we first got the announcement of Daredevil Born Again, like, a month ago, or not a month ago, a year ago, a couple months ago, whatever it was, there were pictures that came out of Punisher, like, in the street, full Punisher gear, no beard.
That could have been for his...
It could have been, that's what I'm saying. But I think it might be the finale. I think how, like, Daredevil's going to be injured, Punisher's got to come in and get him out of whatever mess he's in, or he's going to lend a hand in some way, some form, or at least we'll see the Punisher.
How long is that special supposed to be, you know?
The last special was like an hour 15, something like that. Some, like a movie.
Short movie.
Short movie, yeah.
Okay, because it was probably about the length of an episode.
Yeah. So... I don't know.
I think they're only doing this short to try and see how many people want the Punisher brought back.
Yeah.
And I think they are going to be overwhelmed with how many, because he's the most beloved Punisher.
Without a doubt, he's the perfect Punisher.
He's my favorite Punisher.
Oh yeah, and it's not even close. Like Thomas Jane's good. Ray Stevenson was good. They don't even.
He's the whole reason I watched Daredevil.
I agree. I 100% agree with that. He's the reason I stuck with it. Like, I would have lost interest probably.
No, I mean, I watched the Punisher series first.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and then I was like, I want to watch more of this. Well, and then they was like, well, he's in season 2 of Daredevil. I was like, well, I can't just watch the second season.
Right. Well, my thing was, I watched the first Daredevil season when it first came out on Netflix when I was in high school, and then... I was like, okay, I'm trying to force myself to like it, because I didn't like how he wasn't in the suit for the entire show. It was kind of Daredevil, kind of not. And then season 2 came out, and they released the trailer that had the Punisher in it. And I was like, oh, I'm watching that. And that's what revived my interest in it. So, yeah. And, yeah, he is hands down the best Punisher. The iconic yell he has, like, whenever he is – like, I recently rewatched season 1, 2 of the Punisher. He's so good. And
honestly, one of my favorite Punisher scenes came from Daredevil. Well, the prison fight.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that has to be the best Punisher scene.
That the other one I really like is it's in the Punisher show. It's he's fighting in that gym and he's smashing people's faces in with weights.
That's a good one. My favorite is probably the prison scene. I like the weight scene, but my second favorite's got to be the courtroom scene.
Which one?
Where like they're doing the whole Punisher trial, and he's like, "You want to call me the Punisher, the big bad Punisher?" And he stands up. He's like, "I do this because I like it. He says, "Hell, I love it." Like, that's one of the best things to me.
Yeah,
because like they're trying to convince the jury that he has PTSD, and he's like, "No, I don't have PTSD. I know what I'm doing."
Yeah,
like I love that, but it just shows you how bad this dude is. But
I don't think a jury today would convict the Punisher.
I wouldn't. Let that man go. I wouldn't convict the Punisher. I wouldn't convict Dexter.
I don't know. It depends on the state. New York, yeah, they convict him.
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is going. I wish we had an inkling.
That's honestly what excites me about it, is I have no idea where it's going.
And you know they have to end on a banger, because they started on a banger.
Yeah. If the eighth episode, it either has to be a really good episode, or this, it's just going to be crap.
Yep.
That is what this is about, this eighth episode. For a passing grade, it has to be a 95 on this episode.
So when we first started watching the Daredevil, we gave it like a 4.5 or a 4, I think it was your rating.
Yeah.
And we're going to re-rate it by the time it comes out, but I'll tell you right now, it's dropped significantly from me already.
I don't know. story-wise, it's been fine. But, you know, we're just not getting all the superhero suits and whatnot we come to expect.
The story's okay. And then we have no Daredevils, like, fights.
No real big good ones, anyway. No,
we have Muse.
The best fight is in the first episode.
Yeah. Like, it really hooked you, and it's like, it's going to be a great show. And it's like, okay, second episode, and the third episode, and the fourth episode. And you're like, come on. Like, fight somebody, dress up as Daredevil once, like, for me, please. Like, I really liked how he escaped with the tooth. That was really cool. I spit the student in that guy's eye. That was really dope.
Yeah.
I like how I watched an interview with somebody too. I don't know if it's an interview or just another podcast. If you notice, each time it's on a different character, like a main character, they have a light, an aura around them.
Yeah, purple. And then Daredevil's is red.
Yeah. That was really cool. That was really good, like, imagery. I really, really appreciated that. But. I like how he mentioned Rikers, because I know he's been going back and forth to Rikers to see Bullseye and stuff. Rikers is a very famous prison in the Spider-Man universe, in the MCU, so I appreciate that.
I think Rikers is a real prison.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Well, I know it's mentioned a lot in, like, Spider-Man comics.
Rikers Island. Yeah, I think they have a prison island in New York to keep all the prisoners.
I don't know. We'd have looked that up. Not from New York, I don't know. But I know it's mentioned a lot in, like, Spider-Man media and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think the fact that he took a bullet for Kingpin is just wild. Like, after he found out, too, Kingpin was innocent. Not innocent, but he didn't hang under a foggy. I don't know what he's going to do to Vanessa, but he's going to do something to Vanessa. She is not getting away with
it. I don't think he's going to. I think
he'll kill her, but I think he's going to take her down.
Yeah.
Because he cannot let her.
I think that's what the thing with him and Fisk is going to be. Is I can't let you take her.
Yeah. 100%. But I'm done with that if you are. Next one we got. The movie you recommended. Dreamcatcher. Going with a 3 out of 5 for me.
3 out of 5?
Yeah. What about you?
I'd give it 3.5.
It's good for me.
I didn't rewatch it this time around because I used to watch it a lot.
What do you think about this movie? You want to give me your thoughts on it, or you want me to go first? It
takes a very weird turn.
It does. I agree. I think the first half of this movie is fantastic.
And then it's just weird alien crap.
Yeah, well, not even weird alien, just slow. Like, for the second half, whenever the military rolls in, you think, oh, it's going to be like The Thing, kind of, you know what I mean? No, it's just slow. Very, very slow.
I don't know what is up with Morgan Freeman's eyebrows.
I didn't notice nothing wrong with his
eyebrows. You didn't notice the freaking caterpillars?
No, I didn't notice that. I think Morgan Freeman is a psychopath in this movie. But
yeah.
Thomas Jane, Timothy Oliphant, and Jason Lee is the group that I didn't know I needed. Like, I love Timothy Oliphant.
I forget the other guy's name.
I have no idea.
The one who gets possessed by the alien.
I could not tell you what his name was. I don't
know. Mr. Gray.
Yeah, I don't know what his real name is.
Yeah.
But I love all them guys. The only one, the biggest criticism I have with this, besides the story being slow with the second half, is they killed off the greatest characters way too early. 30 minutes in the movie, Jason Lee dies.
Yeah.
And then another 10 minutes after that, Timothy Oliphant dies.
Yeah, it does one of those things, though, that really I don't like. I've complained about it before. Back and forth storytelling.
Yeah.
That's really my biggest problem with the movie.
I didn't mind it too much in this one. I like, because you, like,
You can obviously tell what's different. It's not as bad, but
right. My biggest problem with back and forth storytelling is when you can't tell.
Yeah,
like when it's confusing.
Like Six Underground.
We're not debating that now. You've had your time to shine. Stop it.
Not that good a movie. All right, but anyway.
Anyway, you can obviously tell when it's flashing back because they're children. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And this was Stephen King. I did not know that going into it.
I thought I told you.
Did you? If you did, I did not pay attention. But
no.
It may be. Watch me roll the clip of the last episode. You said it when we probably did. Anyway, it has very heavy It vibes to me. It feels like It. And it takes place in Derry, Maine, which is where It takes place. So,
yeah.
And the whole, like, the friend group when they were kids, all of that feels like Stephen King movie to me. So,
What's the special kid's name? The special kid's name?
I don't know his name. I can't remember. I couldn't tell you if my life depended on it.
Anyway.
Starts with a D. Dudas?
Dudas. Douglas, but they called him Dudas because he said his name was Dudas.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool how they met Dudas and they all have special powers and can access their memory banks now.
Right. the opening scene where Timothy Olyphant helps the woman find her keys. Was it Timothy Olyphant? I think so. He helps her find her keys. She was so rude after that. Like, I get that she was freaked out that he could find her keys like that, but you asked for help. You know what I mean? Like she just kind of blew him off and was rude about everything, like, sped out of there away from him. Yeah, she was...
It's kind of a callback to It, sticking his arm down that storm drain.
It is, because he had to stick his hand down to get the keys.
Yeah.
That was really cool. That is very interesting. I didn't know to point that out. Morgan Freeman in this movie, like I said, he's a psychopath in this movie, but he plays the part really well. Morgan Freeman's fantastic. I think the best person in this movie was Thomas Jane. Like his
he stayed in it the longest.
Yeah, but still, his character was great. Timothy Olyphant character kind of got a little annoying. Jason Lee's character was an idiot. When he dropped the toothpick on the floor and he had to go, you couldn't have paid me enough money.
I've never read the book, but I think that's supposed to mean something in the book.
I don't know. I've never even
heard. I think he's like a former addict or something like that.
I might have to get the book and read this because this was interesting enough for me to read the book.
Yeah.
He drops it in a bloody floor. Like, you couldn't have paid me enough money to put a toothpick in my mouth from all that blood. Like, yeah. I really solid movie. I really good pick from you. So, anything else you want to say about this? Oh, I did want to say this. We would have acted the exact same way in this situation. Like, they're cracking jokes the whole time with alien. Like, whenever Jason Lee's sitting on the toilet and all, and the alien get out, and he comes back in and cracks a quick joke and leaves. I was like, we would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like,
what did you think about Donnie Wahlberg as grown up Dudas?
That was Donnie Wahlberg.
That was Donnie Wahlberg.
No. Yes. I did not know that. Yeah,
that's Donnie Wahlberg.
There's no way.
That was Donnie Wahlberg.
Bro, I just watched that like a couple days ago. I did not know that was Donnie Wahlberg. Holy crap. They like, gave him a bunch of prosthetics. Like, that is wild.
Yeah, it's still weird to me. I found out like years later that he was the guy who killed Bruce Willis in Sixth Sense. You didn't know that either.
It's been a minute since I've seen it. I ain't seen Sixth Sense since I was like 13. So you got to give me a minute on that. I don't remember nothing from Sixth Sense other than the iconic, you know, I see dead people.
Yeah.
And Bruce Willis has been dead. I think it was really, really funny whenever he was peeing in the snow and he saw the alien poking out of the snow and he says, Lord, I'll never drink again. I laughed way too hard at that. That was really funny. It was a lot bloodier than I was expecting. The way you described it, I didn't expect it to be as gory. It was extremely gory, and I appreciate that. The monster design at the end, I thought, and not even at the end, at the beginning too, was great. I love all the monster design. Like, a good creature feature when it comes to aliens, it all depends on the design. And it gave, so
he's trying to poison the water supply or something like that.
Yeah. So, when you think of aliens, you think of the big-headed aliens, and it does give you the big-headed aliens, but it gives you a non-goofy version of it, so I appreciated that.
Yeah.
But that's all I have to say about Dreamcatcher. Another solid pick.
Yep. I'm pretty good at that.
Moving on. Tell me what you think. Go rate it. Hell or High Water.
I'll give it a 4.
Same, 4. You know this movie was nominated for 4 Oscars?
4 Oscars?
Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
The story was really interesting. Other than that, though, it was kind of boring up until the end.
It was slow at times. I'll give you that. It was very slow. But the story kept me enough, like, engaged with it. The two actors, Chris Pine and Ben Foster.
Yeah.
Love those guys. Love Chris Pine. Like, he is fantastic. They had real chemistry together, like they were really brothers.
Yeah, I thought, I know a lot of people don't like to see a favorite character die, but I feel like it had the perfect ending.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because Ben Foster's character was not meant for the outside world.
No, he was one of those people who was, like, way too institutionalized. So, like, he knew he was going back to prison, and he was okay with it. So, like, he was okay with either dying or going to prison. So
yeah.
The death of the brother team was very, like you said, just perfect to me. This was written by Taylor Sheridan, same guy behind Yellowstone and all that. So, interesting.
Yeah.
And this story is a classic story. Like, it's been told a million times. It's a classic. Bank robbers need money to save their house.
I thought it was cool how they was doing it. They was only robbing the banks that was taking their land.
I was about to say that. They robbed the banks and they paid them back with their own money.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And they washed it by going to casinos.
Yeah.
That was great. Like, I loved how whenever they robbed the bank, they robbed one bank that wasn't a part of their plan. Their brother's like, we have to pay them back with their own money. Like, they're screwing us. We're going to screw them.
I do kind of wonder if he ever gets back with his ex-wife.
I'd say.
Nah.
I love at the end whenever, what's the old guy's name? Something Bridges, I think.
Oh, Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges, that's it. I love when Jeff Bridges comes to his house and, like, sits on the porch with him, he's leaving, he's like, anytime you want to finish this conversation, just come on by. And he's like, I might do that, like.
Yeah, I kind of, well, it wasn't the perfect ending for him.
Right.
The brothers kind of got the perfect ending, and the cops got the bad ending.
Yeah, the cops got the shaft on that one.
Yeah, because Jeff Bridges talked about, like, he didn't want to retire.
Yeah.
Like, he did not want to retire. He wanted to go out in a blaze of glory, and his partner was the one who wanted to live long enough to retire and rock on his front porch.
Yeah, and then at the end, his partner's the one who ends up getting shot.
I thought it was nice that they actually showed brain matter.
Right. Like, made it real realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I appreciated that.
And then it also showed that he wouldn't have made it either way. The brother.
What do you mean?
He wouldn't have lived either, whether Jeff Bridges had shot him anyway.
Why not?
There's a rattlesnake right by his leg.
Oh, yeah. That, it's kind of like symbolic.
Yeah.
Like, because no matter how he went out, he was going out.
Yeah.
Is it going to be by the rattlesnake biting him?
He was going out one way or the other.
And is it just going to be a headshot or him going out in blaze of glory? Or it could have been as simple as a rattlesnake biting him and then him having to go down the hill or whatever. So
if the rattlesnake bit him, he wouldn't have went down the hill.
Well, he just died up there.
Yeah.
So I agree. That was very symbolic, and that was a perfect ending. And I love how when he died, he just flops over on his rifle.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny. But the soundtrack to this was great. Played like Chris Stapleton, Colter Wall, stuff like that.
And I don't really care for Chris Stapleton.
I don't care for his new stuff. I like his old stuff.
Yeah, I kind of liked him, and then I started disliking him after he covered George Jones's song.
Oh, yeah?
Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. Yeah. It was all right. But, I mean, not as good as George Jones, but...
Yeah.
They played the perfect Chris Evans in the song, though, for this. I think it was, like, Outlaw State of Mind at the end.
Yeah.
It was great. Colter Wall, Sleeping on the Blacktop. Great. I love Colter Wall. I'm really surprised this got nominated for 4 Oscars. Because this was a good movie, but I'm still surprised that this movie would be considered for 4 Oscars.
Yeah.
My favorite scene from this movie, though, is the gas station scene with the green charger. where the the guy in the green charger comes up and he's talking trash and he's like, you have a problem? He says, son, you'd think there's four of me. Like, and then his brother comes up behind him and just lays him out. I really like that scene.
No, he said it'd take 10 of you.
Oh, he said you'd think there was 10 of me or 4 of me or something like that.
Yeah.
But great movie. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
So now for our main event.
La 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 lava. Chicken.
I'm convinced this man.
Steve's lava chicken. Yeah, it's good as hell.
Ooh, mama CD, you're ringing the bell. No, I think Jack Black has got to give us a jingle in every major movie he does, which his one in Mario I still think is undefeated. The Peaches song.
I don't know. Steve's Lava Chicken beats Peaches.
I don't know. Ooh, yeah. It's really good, though. Rate Minecraft.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Get a 4.5.
Now, I do have to backtrack on some things I said about Jack Black going on a downward spiral. I am an honest person, and I always try to be, and I was wrong about Jack Black.
I want you to also admit that you were wrong. Every time I had a piece of news to go with the Minecraft trailer, we talked about Minecraft trailer, you said you did not have high hopes for this movie.
I didn't. I was being honest. I didn't have high hopes for the movie.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really good movie. I honestly, the reason I did not have high hopes for this movie was I thought they was going to go in and try and be too serious and like make a whole big thing about trying to kill the Ender Dragon, and it was just going to be too serious.
And it's not.
No, it's a very goofy, silly movie.
And that's how you have to do these movies.
Yeah.
Because it's Minecraft.
That's how you have to play Minecraft.
Yeah, goofy, like, now, I'll say this, when we got out of the theater, I did mention that this movie revolves completely around the Nether. I hope we see a sequel. I know we'll see a sequel. It's blown up the box office. It's blown up social media. We're getting a sequel.
It might just go straight to streaming after it because the damage theaters are taken.
If you are watching the Minecraft movie and you're damaging theaters, you're what's wrong with the world.
Yeah.
Like, I get cheering during a movie. Will we watch Endgame or anything like that?
You want to cheer during a movie? Sure, go for it.
Yeah, especially when it says, like, chicken jockey and you think it's hilarious, you think it's one of the good scenes from the trailer. Cheer, scream, you know, holler. Don't be dumping buckets of water and body slamming movie employees.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, I watched one where they set off fireworks. They launched fireworks in the movie theater.
Yeah, no, they're just doing that to be assholes.
Yeah, someone brought in a live chicken. That was pretty funny.
Okay, the chicken was funny.
They didn't damage nothing. They brought in a live chicken.
I would be a pissed off movie worker having to clean up chicken shit and popcorn.
Right, but if we snuck in a chicken, I'd clean up after it.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were dumping buckets of water on people. There was one where they had, like, everyone filled up their Minecraft buckets full of water, and whenever they said they were releasing the water bucket, like from the trailer, they dumped the water on everyone below them. Kid or not, you're getting punched in the face.
I will say that there was a kid that kind of ruined the movie for me.
Because there was only everyone in the theater was our age, and except for like one group of kids.
Yeah,
there was like two kids, and their parent wasn't just not doing their job.
Yeah, no, they just kept on.
Which is fine if a kid gets excited and loves the Minecraft movie.
He was talking through the whole thing
and about things that weren't really relevant. He was like saying like stupid saying.
If one of them just said, like, got mad because Jennifer Coolidge was on the screen. Like, he got, like, legitimately mad.
Yeah,
he said, somebody needs to shoot you in the face so you can die.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
I was like, God almighty.
And the parent, like, shushed him once, and then, like, after that was just like, let him go.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, control your children a little bit.
Yeah, and then,
again, if they're cheering during any of the Minecraft scenes, like, legitimately, let that kid cheer. Like, it's a kid's dream to
walk around. Somebody fell down or something like that, and I realized I was old because they said, that dude's Skibbity, Ohio. What are you talking about?
Dude, I know. And then, like, one of them said something about, because, like, they were talking to one of the girls in the movie, and he said, oh, he's Rizzless. I said,
what are you,
What do you mean? Like,
what are you going on about?
Yeah. What are you going
Watch
on?
The movie.
What are you going on back here? Hush. maybe we're just old.
Maybe.
The Technoblade cameo was really good.
I never watched Minecraft YouTube.
Oh, well. I never watched the ones that were mentioned in the movie because there were multiple. I know of them, and I know of Technoblade. I've seen a few of his videos, and I've watched Minecraft YouTube, but I've watched different YouTubers. The fact that, because by technical, Technoblade was honestly, arguably, one of the most influential. So the fact that they added him was great after his passing. So, absolutely, this movie, I didn't finish my thought. When I said this movie takes place over the Nether, this movie, they need to have multiple sequels because Minecraft is huge. You know how many Minecraft worlds we've had and we ain't complete half of it?
Yeah, to be honest, I kind of thought that this movie was just going to be like them getting sucked into the video game.
Like Jumanji type deal?
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that we get one with where they fight the Wither, where they fight the Dragon, where they explore the End Cities, stuff like that. I would really, because there's a lot of potential to have a franchise here. And I'm pretty sure Jack Black and Jason Momoa come back.
I thought it was funny that at the end of the movie, they decided to make a game about the place they was in, but it was a fighting game.
Yeah, that was really funny. Jason Momoa's character, what do you think about him?
Yeah, he was funny.
He was hilarious. I've seen a lot of people, like, before the actual movie came out, like, people got to see the movie early. They complained about how cheesy Jack Black was and how cheesy Jason Momoa was. They were great.
No. Do not trust critics except us. We're really good at what we do.
We're really good at what we do. Yeah. Our opinions are the ones that matter.
Yeah, we're like regular people.
Yeah. we're regular people. Yeah. No. I really did. There's also a scene in the movie where an Enderman looks at the kid's eyes and he's like looking at evil versions of everybody. And then everyone has purple eyes glowing. But when Steve comes on, he has white eyes. So that is a complete nod at Herobrine, who is like the ghost of Minecraft. Like how you just recently got into playing Minecraft. But yeah, he's supposed to be like the ghost of Minecraft.
Yeah, my friend keeps telling me things about Herobrine, and I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah. So
I don't get into much Minecraft lore. I like playing the game, but I don't get into the lore.
The lore is pretty good. Again, you, like I said, I know you got into it recently playing like last year or so.
No, I've been playing it a while.
I thought you just started playing with us.
I finally bought it on my PlayStation.
Oh, so you just bought it for the first... Okay. Well, anyway, our generation grew up on this game. Came out in, what, like 2013, maybe soon, maybe older? Sooner,
I think it came out in like 2008.
Okay. So
it started, came out on the computer.
Yeah. So see, so it's an old game. We grew up playing this game. And the fact that our generation is the ones in the theater most, like, older... I love that. And this movie's just great. Like,
yeah.
It was a nostalgia ride. It was hilarious. Jack Black was funny. Jason Momoa was funny. The characters had great chemistry. Even the animations. I saw a lot of people complain about the animations before the movie came out. They're goofy, but they're funny.
Like, I think of more or less they's complaining about the CGI. They're in a video game world.
Yeah.
You're taking this way too serious.
Exactly. The zombies I thought looked great.
I think that's the critics' problem is they took this movie too seriously.
Yeah.
Because that's it gave me what I wanted. Like, I didn't want this to be a serious movie.
Exactly. The skeletons were great. The zombies were great. I do wish they spent more time exploring the mobs. Like, you know how they only have one night where they had to survive? I wish they'd done that multiple nights.
Yeah.
That would have been more realistic to the game of Minecraft. I wish they would have also expanded on Steve's story. At the beginning of the movie, we see Steve, like, get sucked into Minecraft, and he's been there for a while, and he's escaped the Nether, get caught in the Nether, whatever. I would like to have seen a whole movie dedicated to that. That would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
But absolutely love this film. It was fantastic. 4.5 out of 5. Definitely go see it. I also bumped this up to my number 2 movie of the year. It took the number 2 spot on my list.
What's your number 1?
Death of the Unicorn.
Okay.
That's a fair rating.
I mean, we haven't had too many good movies this year.
We really haven't. But it's only April.
Yeah.
We got 8 more months. We got two Marvel movies and a DC movie coming out this year, plus Final Destination, stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm really excited for Thunderbolts. A lot of people aren't, but I am.
I'm excited. I just not as excited as I would be for Fantastic Four or something.
I've never really cared too much for Fantastic Four, though.
Do you know some... I watched somebody talk about this today. Fantastic Four will be the last Marvel property to come out before Doomsday.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So it has to set up something for Doomsday.
Maybe. Maybe it might be the last Marvel movie.
Oh, maybe. Someone said it was the last Marvel property of the video I watched.
Might be the last Marvel property this year.
Oh. Well, I mean, Doomsday comes out late next year.
Late next year, so yeah, they're not going to go a full year and a half without a Marvel movie.
Maybe not. But, anything else you want to say about Minecraft?
No.
It's really funny. Dylan, you've seen it twice, haven't you?
Yeah, I took my kids to go watch it. After everything with the theaters died down.
Oh my gosh, dude. Listen, if you're somebody in the theater who's causing this much trouble, calm down. Like, I don't understand why people are... Again, it's okay to get hyped. There was cops called. People were escorted out. Like I said, somebody body slammed a movie worker.
No, I watched a manager kick some people out because he said that six families asked for refunds.
Cause, I saw that. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, don't go there and disrupt the movie. But... fantastic movie, and I really do think we'll see a sequel.
I don't. You're not allowed on your phone in the movies. What are you body slamming people for?
So this is also the biggest video game opening weekend. It has beat Marvel. Something I saw said it beat Barbie on its opening weekend.
Now, did we mention Superman's new trailer?
No.
Did we mention it in the last episode?
No. Wait. No, I don't think we did.
Okay.
We'll add a segment of movie news right now.
Last segment.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about this. What do you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
I think you're an idiot.
I think you're a retard.
How do you think this is good?
How do you think it's bad?
Okay. For one, The Fortress of Solitude looks so stupid.
Why?
It's so freaking tall and not wide enough. It looks like it's got one room in it.
All right, we didn't see the full Fortress of Solitude. We just saw it coming up, and by the time it stopped, we don't know if it stopped growing or not.
What it showed looks so stupid.
Okay. So, next problem.
I'm not a fan of his suit.
The suit. Okay.
It looks a little too animated and goofy for me.
I don't think it looks animated. Goofy, I can see because of the underwear.
Maybe animated was the wrong word. Maybe I'm...
because it's a very realistic costume.
Yeah, animated probably was the wrong word.
I'd say it's more or less one of the most realistic Superman costumes.
Bright, vibrant colors, like...
So you don't like that Superman is bright?
Yeah, I don't know what... I can't really put my finger on why I don't like the suit. But to me, it just
the doesn't. Only problem I really have with the suit... is the S.
The S does look stupid.
I won't say it looks stupid. It's just not very S-like.
Right.
But that's the only problem I have with the suit.
To me, it just kind of looks goofy. Like, I don't care with my finger on why it looks goofy. All
right. Next problem.
I'm thinking, oh, I don't like the robots.
Why?
I just think that's stupid. He doesn't need robots in here.
He has robots in the comics.
I know, but I don't like it. I don't like how they have personalities.
You don't like that they have personalities? Yeah.
I don't like how they have personalities. If they're just robots to help him, let them be robots to help him. Don't let them be, like, talking back and forth. And
I don't know. Thing. I thought that... I saw a lot of people complaining about the robot. He's like, no need to thank us, and then we are mere automatons.
Yeah.
And then... that one giggled, said, "Huh, he looked at me." That made a lot of people mad because it made no sense. It was a part of the joke.
Yeah.
It's like people don't get the joke.
I didn't like the robots.
Okay. But it's very true to the source material that he has robots.
It is true to the source material. I will give you that. But I think they could have adapted it a different way. It definitely looks like something James Gunn done. So, and I'm not really a big fan of his style.
Okay.
Like, to me, that was my problem with Suicide Squad. It looked goofy. It looked not animated, but just bright, vibrant colors that were didn't really feel like it went with what I was watching. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like the colors were perfect.
Again, I know me.
That's my main problem with Henry Cavill's suit was his blue was not bright enough.
I think his suit was perfect.
Okay. Like he had a good suit. I'm not gonna say he didn't, but the blue could have been brighter.
Yeah, I'll give you
that. It was too dark for
Superman. It did look a little black at times.
It was too dark for Superman. And he does have a black suit.
Right.
Like Superman has a black suit that he dons in Zack Snyder's version. I saw something else that people were complaining about. The sun hurting him.
Yeah, that's stupid.
No.
No, I'm on your side on this. Okay. I know it's not hurting him. Like, it's healing him.
Yeah.
I get that the comments about it hurting him, that's stupid. We can agree with that.
Yeah, like, that it's not hurting him. If you notice, the robots are like, most of your organs are punctured. You have internal bleeding. Your bones are broken. The sun is snapping all everything back into place.
Yeah. I agree with you. Those comments are ignorant. Those comments. Yeah,
That is purely people just wanting to shit on this.
Yes, I agree with that.
That just like when they released that clip of him flying around and he flew through that trench type thing. Why not just fly around? If you're Superman and you can fly, you're gonna test yourself. you're gonna have fun with it.
I agree. And just to show you that I'm not picking on the movie because I don't want to crap on the movie. Because I really don't. I really want this movie to succeed, but. For me personally, I see problems that I don't like. But with the whole sun healing him thing, I like that. Because that is, again, true to the source material to the point where it doesn't look stupid. It's actually, again, true to the source material.
I know it's true to the source material. My main problem with the sun healing him is I don't know how that would work with magnifying glasses.
Yeah, maybe it's a special magnifying glass for it.
Maybe, because like, it's a special radiation he gets from the sun.
Right.
Like, I feel like magnifying glasses just increase the heat.
Right.
But maybe, I'm not sure on that.
Maybe it's something that increases the radiation, like points it specifically. Maybe. Like, because it's established very early on in the comics and every show and all that he gets his powers from how close we are to our sun.
Yeah.
So, people picking on it for that very reason, those people are just ignorant and need to give the movie a shot. Again, just because me and you debate on things that I truly don't like about the movie, like I don't like the suit, I don't like the Fortress of Solitude, doesn't mean that I don't want this movie to do good. I like Crypto. I like how Crypto looks. I like that they're including
him. I don't like how Crypto looks.
Really?
I would have preferred him to be like a white Labrador.
I agree. I would appreciate him to be alive, but I'm okay with how he looks.
I'm not really upset about it. Like, this isn't keeping me up at night.
I love how they're giving him a cape. I love how we're actually seeing a live action Crypto. I don't think we have.
No, we've never seen a live action Crypto.
Yeah, and I love that we are seeing
maybe in one of the shows. I don't know. CW put a lot of Superman stuff out.
So it's really good. I like how we're seeing a. Not a human, but humanized version of Superman. Like, I like how he's beat up in the trailer. And Crypto has to take him to the Fortress of Solitude. I love that. Because it's shown Superman as, you know, a seasoned hero.
Yeah.
So I love all that. And I will give you the good and the bad of everything that I watch about this movie.
All right. So another problem you have with this. Too many superheroes.
Yes, I said this when we done our DC deep dive, and I'll reiterate it again. Don't give me so many stupid superheroes.
Okay, so the reason I don't have a problem with this is, now mind you, I would not have minded if James Gunn redid another Superman telling, like started from scratch like every other Superman movie.
I didn't want that.
I don't want it either.
No.
But I wouldn't have minded.
Right.
But the fact that we're not getting that means that we cannot ignore other superheroes.
Yes.
Like, you can't just have Superman flying around when we don't have an origin story and them just slightly mention other superheroes. Like, I want to, like, if this universe is already open, like, we're not getting origin stories or anything like that, I want to see these other superheroes.
Okay, my thought on that, I would much rather prefer a solo Superman movie with maybe a small cameo of the heroes.
But again, we don't know if we're getting that or not.
I know, but it has been reported from multiple resources that Mr. Terrific, that's his name, is going to be a vital character in this movie. We've already seen Hawk Girl and Green Lantern in battle using their powers. We don't want. I don't want that. If you're going to mention superheroes, maybe have them show up as a cameo. You know what I mean? Like, just to show that they're there. Do that. Because this is a...
As long as they don't take up too much screen time.
That's the thing. But I know they will. I mean, I can't say it for a fact. But honestly, I truly believe with every fiber of my being, and I hope I come back here when we watch Superman and say, I was wrong. They were in it for 5 minutes. But honestly, every fiber of my being saying is, this is going to be a... Justice League movie and not a superhero movie.
As long as the story does not detract to them.
It will.
Like,
I think it will.
Like, and what I mean by that is, like, they get side stories within the movie. You know what I'm talking about?
I think they will. I think at least one of them will.
Maybe. I feel like if any of them do, it's going to be Mr. Terrific.
I do too. And again, I don't want that.
Well, then again, Mr. Terrific might not ever get his own movie.
Because I don't know a lot about that character.
I don't either. He's supposed to... I think he's like DC's version of Reed Richards. Like, smartest man on earth.
Well, I don't know how I feel about it. That's my problem with this movie.
Him and Batman are like Reed Richards and Iron Man.
That's my problem with this movie, is I just don't want it to do that. I want it to be a solo. I can overlook how goofy the costume looks. I can overlook this Fortress of Solitude, because it's semi-okay. But to me, I think it looks kind of goofy. But I could overlook all that if they would just focus on Superman. Do not give me a Justice League story and call it a Superman movie. Again, like you said, it's okay to mention them. It's okay for them to have cameos. If they want to throw a punch in and about the end of the battle when Superman basically has it wrapped up and they save his butt a little bit, that's okay too.
I feel like that's what's going to happen.
That's what I hope happens. But if they like come in halfway through the movie and like, oh, we're here to stay, we're characters now.
I feel like the two superheroes that's going to get the most screen time in this is going to be Guy Gardner,
yeah,
and Mr. Terrific.
Honestly, if anyone was getting it, I'd want Guy Gardner too.
Yeah, just because I like Nathan Fillion.
That, and I like Green Lantern, so. Yeah. He will be in the Lantern show, by the way. He's confirmed now.
Okay.
So, the show...
I'm excited for that, really.
I am too, with how... it's going to be Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
He will be alongside
them. I feel like they got a good guy for Jon Stewart. That is your fan cast,
buddy. That was my fan cast. Yeah, he looks just like Jon Stewart from the comics.
So. He does.
And
honestly, my lifelong dream for John Stewart was always Denzel Washington.
Yeah, he's too old now.
Yeah.
Honestly, Hal Jordan looks really good. I'm okay with that actor.
Yeah. It's just weird because Nathan Fillion's always voiced Hal Jordan in like most of the animated stuff.
Has he? I didn't know that.
Like in, in a lot of the movies, in the animated movies.
I did not know that. It's wild. Yeah, that's our take on the Superman trailer. Huh. I hope I'm wrong. I hope this movie's great. I hope it blows me out of the water. And I'll give it an honest review. I really will.
I will say this. I have yet to watch a James Gunn movie that I have not liked.
Okay, when I say I didn't like Suicide Squad, it's not like I didn't like it. It's like I liked it, but I feel like it could have been better. Like, it's not like I'm sitting here like, I hate the Suicide Squad. That's such a piece of crap.
So, like, I understand. You wanted it to be darker.
Right. Not even darker. I just wanted it to not feel as goofy.
Every animated thing or thing I've seen with Suicide Squad has always been goofy, simply because of their dynamic. Yes. There's like always one serious person, then Harley Quinn's like always super goofy, and then Captain Boomerang's dumb.
Right, but it's to a certain extent. And I felt like the Suicide Squad by James Gunn overdone it.
Watch the, there's an animated movie, the Suicide Squad.
Hell to Pay?
I don't know.
I think it's what I did.
They're breaking out of Arkham Asylum.
I think it's Hell to Pay. It's on my list to watch.
You should watch that one.
I never finished it.
Batman's in it, but he doesn't take up the show, the thing. Okay. But he doesn't take it up.
I'll definitely watch it.
I'm honestly, what do you want the after credit scene to be?
For what?
Superman.
Ooh. I think the obvious answer is I want the Batman to show up.
That's what I was going to say. I want them to show us who we're getting as Batman.
Yeah, that'd be the obvious answer. Do you think they will do post-credit scenes?
I think they'll do a post-credit scene.
I don't know. I think it's a hit or miss with that. They may or may not. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. It's a superhero movie.
Yeah, but it's DC, and the post-credit scene is kind of a Marvel thing.
No, they've done post-credit scenes. They did a post-credit scene at the end of freaking, what was it? The Rock's movie, Black Adam.
Oh, they did. Yeah, you're right. They did.
They did a post-credit
scene that went nowhere.
Yeah. They did a post-credit scene with Justice League, too.
Did, and that was a really another one that went nowhere without one door. So
yeah, well, they included the post credit scene in Zack Snyder's cut.
Yeah,
but
and the post credit scene in Batman v Superman.
Yeah, so they're accustomed to cut post credit scenes.
Yeah, I would like to see the Batman. Tell us who's, because we know the rumors of that one guy. I can't remember his name. He's
in that new movie Drop.
Yes, the main character in the new movie Drop. I can't remember the male actor's name.
I can't either.
Don't let this man be Batman.
I will never trash a Batman casting, ever. Because too many times has that turned around to bite people right in the ass.
Yeah.
Everybody said, I think the only time people was like happy about a casting was George Clooney.
Yeah, he was bad.
He's considered the worst Batman.
Wasn't he bad? Like,
nobody, like, there's a guy from West Virginia. He said, now, if Michael Keaton's a good Batman, you can come back here, and I'll tell you I was wrong, but you won't be coming back here. He's one of the most beloved Batman to date.
And I don't know why.
Yeah, because... You're retarded. So when's your doctor's appointment for that?
Oh, yeah, shut up.
But everybody is against Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, Robert Pattinson. Some people didn't like the idea of Christian Bale. Ben Affleck.
I know. He got a lot of crap for
Yeah, he got a lot of crap. Now he's like considered the best.
I think he's the best. I personally think.
And then, yeah, nobody's liked the casting of Batman until the movies come out.
You're right. So I'll definitely give him a chance.
I'm not gonna unless they cast like Michael Cera or something.
Watch Michael Cera be the best Batman.
Like Michael Cera comes out like 260 pounds.
He's the best Batman we've ever seen. Just embodying the Batman. I will admit, Batman is my favorite DC character, so I will be open to any of the castings. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I have in my head who I think should play him, but just because my fan cast don't get picked doesn't mean I'm going to bash the movie.
Yeah.
As long as in my head I can see this person as Bruce Wayne and Batman, I'm okay with it.
Well, the guy they announced, I think he might do all right with it.
I think he'd be a good Bruce Wayne. I don't know about him being a good Batman. I don't know how big this guy is. I think for him to be Batman.
It's not really about how big he is. It's about how big he can get.
That's true. That is true.
Because Christian Bale.
You got me.
Because he's like none of his movies is prosthetics.
Right.
Like, The Machinist, like, that was him.
Yeah.
That was all him.
That was one of the most impressive performances I've ever seen.
I think he played Dick Cheney, and he grew his belly out like this.
Did he?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the fighting movie with him and Mark Wahlberg? The Fighter, I think it was called. Yeah. He plays a crack addict, like, who was a washed-up boxer.
Yeah. I was watching an interview with Tom Hardy talking about their scene, and he said that he was intimidated by how big Christian Bale was.
Yeah. Like, which, oh, the bang scene, yeah.
Yeah.
Christian Bale is got to be in the conversation with one of the best actors because he immerses himself in any role. Like you said, The Machinist.
Yeah, he only ate cat food and apples.
That's wild.
Not cat food, tuna. Cans of tuna.
Oddly, I knew what you meant when you said cat food because I think tuna's cat food anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I know what you meant. But even him in Ford and Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah.
He immersed himself in this role and learned everything he could about the cars he was driving.
Yeah.
Became a car, aficionado for it because he wanted to immerse himself in the role. Highly, highly commend him for his roles in these movies.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, I'm not going to trash, unless it is, like, ridiculously stupid.
Yeah.
Like, again, I don't know the guy that we've heard rumors about. I forget his name. You can just Google it and put it down here.
Yeah, I'll put a picture of him right here.
But
I forget to do that.
Yeah.
Then we just look stupid.
Yeah. But no, I don't know nothing about him, so I won't say he's a bad cast.
Well, if I can find any pictures of how fit he is, too, I'll put them up here, too. So. Maybe we're wrong. Tell us if I'm wrong, future me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about that. The Superman trailer, I'm honestly, I know it doesn't sound like it, but I'm really hyped to watch Superman. I really want to see how this movie unfolds. It's one of my most anticipated, right behind Fantastic Four and Final Destination.
Yeah. So. I think the Superman movie will do good.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to do good just because, the fan base. It'll make a box office. It'll make a profit for sure. But anyway, next week we'll be reviewing the premiere of The Last of Us. I'm so excited for. We're premiering, or we'll be watching the new Anthony Starr movie, G20. We're going to be reviewing all the shows we've been reviewing in the studio, Daredevil, the Daredevil finale, Jim Stones, and we have both picked a movie for each other. And we're going to try to get to the theater and watch Drop. No guarantees on that because it just honestly doesn't really look like a good movie.
If it is confirmed that that guy is Batman, we'll definitely make it more of an effort.
And if I go watch it solo, which I might, if you don't want to go, I'll do a solo review and put it on TikTok. You're more than welcome to watch that. But if we go together, we'll review that next week.
All right.
What movie did you pick for me?
Cinderella Man.
And I picked The Prestige.
Yeah, we just said that.
I was going to cut that part out.
Oh.
Because you told me to pause.
No, I was pointing because I was thinking. But you can cut it out, whatever.
I'll cut this part out now.
Cut the whole episode! Fuck it then! Bye.
Like and subscribe. Go on, like and subscribe.